dusting outside, Mrs. Douglas?
Well, Laurie, there's an old Hungarian saying, a house isn't clean unless it's inside and outside.
What does that mean?
You never ask what a Hungarian saying means. You just do it.
Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas!
Where's Mr. Douglas?
He's taking a shower.
I've got to show him something in the paper. Mr. Douglas!
What is it?
Look what's in the Hooterville World Guardian. Read it.
How can I read it? Who turned the shower off?
I did.
Why did you do that?
You can't read the paper with the shower running.
I don't want to...
I'll read it to you. Just a second. Listen to this. It's all about little Laurie and how come she's living here. Laurie Baker, heir to the Baker Millions, escaped from her captors last week and made her way through Simpson Swamp to the home of the Douglases. When the Mafia came to take her away, Mr. Douglas refused to give her up, so they shot him.
Will you turn the water on, please?
I want to hear the rest of it.
Mr. Douglas was on the critical list until little Laurie donated 4 quarts of her blood to save his life. And in gratitude, the Douglases have adopted her.
So that's how she got here.
Who wrote that story?
Mr. Drucker, from the facts I gave him.
I should have known. It's a bunch of nonsense.
You mean that isn't the way it happened?
You know as well as I do that Laurie came out here with 3 other children from the city. It came time to go home. She slipped off the train. We agreed to let her stay another couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, that may be the way it really happened. But who would want to read a dull story like that in the shower?
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Now watch carefully. First comes the executive producer. I don't know why he comes first. He must be a relative or something. Now comes the written buys. They're number 2, so they have to try harder. Now comes the most important one, directed by.
What are you two looking at?
Mrs. Douglas is showing me the names.
What names?
The ones we see once in a while.
Lisa,
I thought as long as Laurie's living here, she ought to know what they are.
I live here. I don't know what they are.
Oh, where are you going?
You know, I'm expecting my seed corn. I've got to get 30 acres plowed by the end of the week.
Can I help you?
No, thank you, Laurie. This is a little rough. Thank you anyway.
Oliver! Oliver! Oliver, if Laurie can't help you today, what can she do?
I don't know. Let her play with some of the children around here.
Well, she doesn't know any of them.
Well, introduce her.
That's a wonderful idea. I give a party for the kids to meet her.
Fine.
May I have $700, please?
What for?
The hors d'oeuvres, the band, and the waiters.
Oh, Lisa, just give her a little simple party. Some cake, ice cream, some lemonade. Oh, here, $10.
A cheapskate party.
Yeah, a cheapskate party.
Well, what are the kids going to do in the party if they don't have a band to dance to?
Honey, they'll find something to do. Just keep it simple.
That's what you want her to have.
A simple $10 party.
Right.
Well, there goes the last of the big spenders. Now, what kind of a party would you like to have?
I don't know. But didn't Mr. Douglas say to keep it simple?
We can do that. We can have a simple costume party, or a simple theater party, or a simple yachting party.
I've never been on a yacht. What do you do?
You spend most of your time running around the deck trying to get away from the fellow that invited you.
That doesn't sound like much fun.
Depends on who is chasing you.
Oh.
This is your party, so you pick out the kind you would like.
I don't know. I never had a party before.
Not even on your birthday?
No. My aunt was going to take me to the circus once, but she couldn't afford it.
Would you like a circus party?
That would be sensational.
Okay, then we'll have a simple circus party.
It's no use.
Oh, of all the times for this thing to break down just when we need it.
You ought to buy a new one.
Do you know how much a new tractor would cost?
Well, it seems to me if you can afford to buy an elephant, you can afford to buy a tractor.
Uh-huh. Oh, what are you talking about, huh? What? Where did this come from?
Originally from India.
Ain't he?
It was owned by His Royal Highness, the Marijuana of Rinkatupu. That's a small town in downtown India.
Rinkatupu.
Now, this here is a sacred elephant.
Golly, I've never seen one up close before.
Ev, please don't look at the elephant.
Why not?
According to local superstition, any commoner who looks at it will have his nose fall off.
Oh, of all the...
He's right. My nose is loose.
Go on in the house and glue it back on.
Sorry to be so unfriendly to the boy. But the only ones who may gaze upon the sacred elephant are royalty, World War II veterans, and anybody who rents him for $300 a day.
I don't want an elephant.
But your wife ordered him for the circus party she's having for the children.
If she ordered it, let her pay for it.
Well, she offered to, but she didn't have any rajmas. That's the local currency in Rinkatupu.
Well, I don't have any rajmas.
Well, you just give me your check for $300 American money, and I'll have it converted at the bank.
Uh-huh. Goodbye, Mr. Haney.
But Mr. Douglas...
Out!
But... All right, but you better never go to Rinkatupu. I don't think you're going to get a very warm welcome.
Lisa?
Just sit still till all the glue dries.
The glue?
I'm helping Elvis's nose.
With his...
Well, it's a little loose, but I don't think it's going to fall off.
Oh, Lisa, will you...
It didn't bounce out here, did it?
No, I don't think so. Maybe it's under the stove.
Of all this...
How did you like the elephant?
Oh, I didn't. I told Haney to take him away.
Why?
It's too expensive.
Well, it was only 70,000 rajmas.
I don't care.
I found it.
Where?
It was in the jello.
You're going to lose it for good in just about...
Oliver, how can Laurie have a circus party without an elephant?
Lisa, I told you, just have a simple party. We don't need elephants.
But Laurie wanted one.
Lisa, I got enough problems. A tractor broke down. I've got to get in the director to see if I can get a part to fix it in a hurry.
But what about Laurie's party?
Well, have it, but make it a plain party. Drucker.
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
I wonder if you
See,
could...
Before I forget, I wonder if you'd mind taking this home to the missus for her approval.
What is it?
It's the invitation she wanted. It's a sample of it for the Laurie's coming out party.
Coming out?
Mrs. Douglas wanted some real fancy engraving done, so I'm going to have to take them up to a printer in Pixley. It's going to cost you about 60 rajmas apiece.
60?
By the way, did you rent the elephant?
No, I didn't. We're not having a big, fancy party.
Seems to me that's the least you could do for a little girl who saved your life by giving you 4 quarts of blood.
She didn't give... Look, Eb made up that stupid story. I'm surprised you didn't check it before you printed it.
Wasn't any of it true?
No.
Well, you gotta admit it makes good reading in the shower. Oh, I got the bill of lading for your seed corn. It should be here in 2 or 3 days.
Oh, is there any way you can tell him to hold up the delivery? My tractor's broken. I can't start plowing unless you can order me a part in time.
What part do you need?
Oh, it's that little doohickey that fits into the whatchamacallit.
Let me get a catalog.
Uh-huh.
What kind of tractor was that again?
Hoyt Clagwell.
Hoyt Clagwell.
What's so funny?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, will you?
Let's see now. Oh, here we are. Here we are. Oh, no, that's a thingamabob. You needed a doohickey, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a...
Here it is. Did you want the large doohickey or the small one?
Oh, small one.
They don't make those anymore.
Well, maybe I could scavenge one from another tractor. Anybody else around here own a Hoyt Clagwell?
No. Folks around here are pretty level-headed.
How am I going to get the tractor running?
Maybe I could have Hammer and Hannah make a doohickey for you.
Who's hammering Hannah?
She's a blacksmith over in Pixley. Her husband's a dentist. She hand-forges all the braces for his patients.
Look, Mr. Drucker, I'm in a spot. Will you see if she'll make me the part?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about the invitations?
Oh, forget them. We're just going to have a plain party. Lisa.
Mr. Douglas, thank you for the plain party. Mr. Haney's going to give us each a ride in it.
For only $8 apiece, each little nipper will be taken up for a Immelman, an outside roll, and a brief wing walk.
Mr. Haney. Get this out of here.
Oliver, I don't see why you're so mad. You were the one that said, have a plane party.
Well, I wasn't talking about a plane. I was talking about a plane.
Well, if you'll just get in, I'll be glad to take you for a ride in my plane.
Mr. Haney, I'm going to shoot you down in flames.
Can't we have it for the party?
No.
But, Oliver...
You've got to admit the price is very nominal, especially in a plane that was personally piloted by Baron von Richthofen.
Mr. Haney, rouse mit!
But,
Achtung!
Oh, Oliver, don't you want little Laurie to have a good time?
I'm not going to rent that thing.
Oliver!
But, Mr. Douglas, I've never had a plane ride before.
Oh, you couldn't go up in that. You never get that off the ground. That's nothing but an old...
I thought you said it couldn't fly.
That's what he told the Wright brothers. It's a good thing they didn't listen to him. Well, you cancel the elephant, you cancel the plane, you cancel the invitations. You're a real party pooper.
Lisa, believe me, the kids will have just as much fun eating ice cream and cake and playing a few games.
Oliver, Laurie never had a party before. We should make it something she can remember.
Lisa, will you please stop bothering me? If I don't get this tractor running, I won't be able to do my plowing.
Just like a father. Always too busy to worry about their children's problems.
I'm not her father.
That's the only good thing that happened to the child since she got here.
Goodbye, Lisa.
Oh, I have one more suggestion. How about a rock festival for the children?
A rock festival?
Yes. They can all get rocks and throw them at you.
Oh, Mr. Kimball.
Who? Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Douglas. Can I be of any assistance?
No, thanks. Mr. Kimball, would you mind not humming in my ear?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Kimball, I'm trying to fix this thing.
Well, what seems to be wrong with it?
A piece broke off.
Oh. What kind of a tractor is this?
It's a Hoyt Plagwell.
A Hoyt Plagwell?
What's so funny?
Oh, it's nothing. It's a Hoyt Plagwell, huh?
Hey, Mr. Kimball, isn't there anybody else you can annoy?
Yeah, I guess I could go over and annoy, No, I annoyed him yesterday. Maybe I could, No, I have an appointment to annoy him next week. I guess it's your turn today.
Goodbye, Mr. Kimball!
Oh, bye, Mr. Douglas. This is probably why you can't get it started.
Part anywhere? Well, all right, I'll come in and pick up the seed. Thanks for calling, Mr. Drucker.
Oliver, guess what what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Well, then why do you look so discoxcorated?
Because I am disgusted. Mr. Drucker can't get the part for the tractor and the seed corn's arrived. What am I going to do?
Maybe you feel better if I give you some good news.
Oh, I could stand some.
Well, Laurie and I talked it over and we decided we're going to give a simple party just like you said, with ice cream and cake and lemonade, and we play games.
Good.
Does that make you happy?
That makes me happy, yeah.
May I have $900, please?
What for?
To buy the party dresses. Laurie doesn't have a thing to wear, and neither do I. So I thought we'd go to New York and buy them.
Lisa.
Mother and daughter outfits. Won't that look cute?
Yes.
Well, may I have the money?
Yes, here. Here's $10. Now you go over to Pixley's at the Emporium, and you pick up something off the rack.
Well, it might be all right for you to wear dresses off the rack, but it isn't all right for us.
Lisa. Don't you realize I have a very serious problem?
So do we.
You work on your problem and I'll work on mine. Now, I've got to go into Drucker's. Where's it?
He took Laurie for a walk. What kind of bird is that, Eb?
Oh, that's a double-breasted Tennessee muskellark.
It looks like a sparrow to me.
Well, you see, a lot of sparrows masquerade as muskellarks. It gives them status.
You sure know a lot about nature.
Well, that's because I was born on a farm.
Where?
Under a cabbage.
A cabbage?
Yeah, that's where the stork left me.
Storks don't bring babies.
They did in the old days, before the airplane was invented.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Eb, you're teasing me.
Well...
You're fun. I wish I had a brother like you.
You know, maybe if I could get the Douglases to adopt me, then I could adopt you.
Do you think they would?
She might, but he wouldn't if it cost more than $10.
Eb! Eb!
Is that Mr. Douglas?
No, that's a red-beaked parrot. There's one around here that does a great imitation of him.
Why does Laurie ever have to go back?
Oh, because...
I know. Because you hate children. You hate them. You hate them.
Oh, I do not.
You hate me.
That's easy.
You could adopt her.
Eb, she just came here for a vacation. She's got an aunt back in New York.
Maybe you could adopt the aunt.
Just unload the sacks.
What's the hurry? You can't plant anything without the tractor.
I'm going to try to rent one.
Oliver, yeah. Oliver, I have to talk to you.
Honey, I'm busy.
But it's important.
Look, whatever it is, here's $10.
Thank you. Now, what I wanted to ask you is if you would pick up the ice cream and the cake tomorrow morning.
Lisa, if you worried as much about my plowing as you do about that party...
Will you do it, please?
I just told Eb I've got to hunt for a tractor.
I'll pick up the party stuff, Mrs. Douglas.
Thank you. Give him $10.
I just gave you $10.
I already deposited that.
Will you get out of here?
Why? What did I do now?
I'm talking to Arnold.
Oh, hello there, Arnold.
What's he doing here?
He's invited to the party.
Well, he's a little early. And why is he wearing that dumb Red Baron outfit?
Oh, I forgot to tell him the plane party was canceled. No, we're not having the elephant either.
How do you know what...
Is anything wrong? I heard a noise and I... What's that?
Oh, that's Arnold Ziffel. He's one of the kids that I invited to your party.
He's not a kid. He's a pig.
Now you heard his feelings.
Good.
I'm pleased to meet you, Arnold. I've heard a lot about you. Thank you. I think you're cute, too. I'm glad you're coming to my party. No, it's not a birthday party.
How come everybody can understand him except me?
Because you never listen to what he says.
If you'll excuse me.
Where are you going?
I'm going to take a shower and get dressed. Start hunting for a tractor.
Will you be back in time for my party?
I'll do my best.
While you're showering, I start breakfast. What would you like to have?
She's talking to me.
What do you want?
Ham and eggs.
We don't have any ham.
We could have. There's a pig that's all chicken.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
You blew the whole party.
But we saved you some ice cream and cake.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't Lori look pretty?
Oh, yes, yes.
We had a great time. We played all kinds of games. Pin the tail on the donkey, a potato race.
The one the children liked the best was the scavenger hunt.
I wish I could have been here, but I spent the whole day trying to rent a tractor. Nobody'd rent me one.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, maybe you wouldn't, but I have to. If I don't get this acreage plowed this week, it'll be too late to plant.
Well, it's about time you got back. I've already plowed 3 acres.
How did you get the tractor running?
We put a new doohickey in it.
Where did you get it?
One of the kids found it on the scavenger hunt.
Eb showed us what the part looked like, and we all went out and looked for it. And one of the kids came back with it. He won first prize.
Which was $10. I know that's your favorite amount.
Good night, Lori.
Good night, Mr. Douglas.
Good night, sweetheart.
Thanks again for the party. It's the nicest thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Sleep tight. Lisa.
What?
Whose idea was the scavenger hunt?
Mine.
You know, sometimes I don't appreciate you.
Most of the time.
Well, I think you don't care anything about the farm, and then you do something like that.
Like what?
Like figuring out a way to get the part for the tractor.
I'm a good kid.
Yes, you are.
Of course, I don't have to be good all the time.
Oh? Didn't anybody ever tell you to knock?
He wants his $10.
$10?
Yes, he's the one that found the doohickey.
Oh. Hey, I don't have any change. I'll give it to you in the morning.
He says, in that case, he'll sleep here tonight.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.